Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It's still light outside. Feels good to be back on when people can hear me. 888-808-1019. This is a quick one. This is a layup. I'm only on till 9 and then it's Yankee baseball. And how much can we beat up Brian Daboll and the New York field goal Giants or lack thereof? How much can we talk about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets? After one win, and in 2 days, they'll be back on the field. Can't have a letdown. I think tomorrow I will do more football conversation, as I will not be on Thursday. And tonight I want to do what I always love to do, talk baseball, specifically the New York Yankees, and lead you up to the New York Mets trying to take a series from the Washington Nationals as we proceed with this baseball season. The chase for the division, the chase for the wild card, the chase for the best record in the American League. I'll start here because I heard my name mentioned on Evan and Tiki a couple times in the last hour and a half in regards to how I feel about the New York Yankees taking on the Houston Astros in this upcoming October postseason. I'm on record saying I don't want any smoke with them. I do not want to see them. If I get to choose, if I have a pick to face the Astros on our way to the ALDS-CS World Series, I'd like to opt out of that. I was there in 2015. If you've listened to me long enough, I told you I'm the one that threw Kobe Rasmus' home run back from the bleachers in 2015, the wild card game. And I knew back then, with Masahiro Tanaka on the mound versus Dallas Keuchel, that the Houston Astros were about to be a thorn in our side, and that was a different squad. Judge wasn't on that squad. Gleyber Torres wasn't on that squad. Gerrit Cole. But I just knew, oh, these Astros, they're going to be a problem. And I was also there in 2017. And I just knew something was up. How come these guys can't play in Minute Maid Park? How come these guys can't hit in Houston? What, like, it's day and night. But it was a magic carpet ride of a season that no one expected, right? Aaron Judge wins Rookie of the Year. Should have won MVP, but Jose Altuve had trash cans and who knows whatever other type of stuff they have. That's another thing. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying in Houston. You know they have some kind of edge or some way that they're going to cheat when the lights are brightest and October comes. 888-808-1019. I was also there in 2019 where we got jobbed. You know, there was like a Tuesday 4 o'clock start with Garrett Cole on the mound. The hell was that, MLB? This is New York. Can't start a game here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for TV. I don't care who you have on after the Dodgers. It doesn't matter who you have on after. This is New York. People are at work. This is New York. There's a ton of traffic. There's trains. We can't get to the game at 4 o'clock. I remember entering at 3:50 trying to get the fans to wake up. I'm in line saying, let's go, Yankees. People are looking at me like, why are you yelling? I'm like, oh, no. This is not the vibe. This is not the energy. This is about to be a library in here. And it was. It was. As that Garrett Cole that used to pitch for the Houston Astros with the beard and long hair dominated us. Not exactly sure where that guy is now. Stick a pin in that one. You know, Aaron Hicks taking Verlander deep, hitting the ball off the foul pole. Remember that? Like, we felt alive. And then game six, back in Houston, DJ LeMahieu hits that home run. I had a tear in my eye, a tear of joy in my eye. This is happening. I can't believe it. And then Aroldis Chapman, Jose Altuve, allegedly there was a buzzer or some type of indicator where he knew what pitch was coming. And ended that Yankee season, the 2019 season, which wasn't necessarily a magical carpet ride, but it was a season of backup players replacing our main players and it coming together with guys like Mike Tauchman and Gio Urshela and Mike Ford. We're putting Breivik Valera out there and somehow Aaron Boone was able to rally the troops and they were able to win games that year. He should have been manager of the year that year. 2022, I was there as well. I remember obviously the first two games in Minute Maid Park not going well. Clark Schmidt coming out of the bullpen, Jameson Taillon pitching. The bat's going quiet. I think they struck out something like 50 times in 2 days. Yeah, that wasn't great. And then they come home, and I knew it was over as soon as there was a play in the outfield, Harrison Bader in center field, Judge in right field, some miscommunication. They dropped the ball. You guys remember this, right? This wasn't that long ago. So for any Yankee fan to get on the radio or call the radio and talk tough, I don't know where that bravado comes from. For anyone to ignore history and the fact that history repeats itself, I just don't know why you would want to face the Houston Astros. It's actually been a good amount of time since we heard F. Altuve, which became the more popular chant than Let's Go Yankees in Yankee Stadium. It had been a little while, right? I haven't heard that in the stadium in a while. I haven't been in a little while, but I haven't heard those goofy fans showing up to put Altuve's name into our building when the Astros are not there. If we end up dancing with the Houston Astros this year, the whole world will watch and hear F. Altuve chants, which gives him power. 888-808-1019. Speaking of power, they have experience plays. I remember watching the captain doc, and Derek Jeter was talking about how him, Jorge, Andy, Mo, those guys, they had been through round after round every year in the postseason. They knew what time it was. They locked in. They were dialed in October. They knew how important it was to advance. They knew what it meant to this city to get there. Nothing else mattered. These Astros are trying to go to their 8th American League Championship Series in a row. What are these Yankees? What's their experience like? Losing to the Houston Astros. I'm telling you, the nightmares will come back. I'm telling you, they will be in Houston with those stupid fans that wear orbit suits and space helmets, Space City, Nassau. I'm telling you, I don't want to see the Crawford boxes, that stupid train. I don't want the Yankees to make any stupid excuses about the roof being open or closed. 888-808-1019. I have some trauma from my experiences in the postseason and seasons ending at the hands of the Houston Astros. It's honestly crushed me as a fan in these last X amount of years where I've been up here working in the city. I've been up here doing different things. I was working at MTV in 2015. I was working at Fubo TV in 2017. I was unemployed in 2019 in the stadium with my last $40. 2022, I was blessed to be here at WFAN. I think I watched the game from the perfect suite. Shout out to my guy, Andrew Levy. Happy birthday, Andrew. Like, I have gone through this, maybe more so than the other fans. I have physically been in there. So I'm scarred, and I'm telling you, if they get the Houston Astros, put the gloves on, let's bully, let's fight. You want to be the best, you got to beat the best, right? Mano y mano. Somebody beat you in the past, they got to beat you again, Garrett Cole. Can't be soft and fold to somebody in theory that's got the best of you. If we do end up just drawing the Houston Astros, you will not hear me on the radio being shook of them. I'll say bring it on. But I'm telling you right now, if I had to choose, if you're asking me on the radio my opinion, which this is the opinions business, I have been claro on it. I do not want smoke with the Houston cheating Astros that have guys like Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Yordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker, Justin Verlander. Now they just seem to find guys that can pitch after, like, this season started with the high of beating the Houston Astros for the New York Yankees. It cannot end with the low of being defeated by the team that has owned you for 9 years.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't do it. I won't be able to sleep at night. I will not be able to breathe if they lose to the Houston Astros and I got to get on air and talk about it and then think about the offseason potentially Juan Soto walking. Think about the offseason. Rizzo's gone. Glaber's gone. Verdugo's gone. Clay Holmes is hopefully gone. Oh, and you know they're going to pitch Clay Holmes in the postseason. That's a guarantee. He's not going to be the closer, but he's going to come in a high leverage spot. pray for Clay, hashtag pray Holmes. You just know this is coming. Jason Dominguez, whose first swing of the bat against Justin Verlander in Houston was a homer. He might be glued to the bench because they might have numbers and analytics that tell them that Verdugo is the better option. Don't get me wrong. Verdugo right now might actually be. Can't say that Jason Dominguez has come up here and torn the cover off the ball and the whole Martian thing. I can't say that he's lived up to that, but he's a kid. You know, they're going to do stupid things like intentionally walk a guy. It's just, I guess I am more afraid of the Yankees finding a way to lose, finding a way to stub their toe against a team that doesn't have Dusty Baker, doesn't have A.J. Hinch, but might just find a way to outmanage the Yankees on the main stage. Again, I don't want it, bro. I'm good on that. Like, give me any of these AL Central teams, the Twins, the Royals, the Guardians. Like, I don't want it. But if we do get there, then bring it on. But I'm telling you, I have lived through this. And you might think that Joe Espada's Astros aren't like that. You may think, oh, they're not that great. They just got swept by the Reds. So did the Yankees. I heard Yankee fans calling up a week or two ago talking about them getting swept by the Reds. So did the Yankees got swept by the Reds. The Yankees lost series to the Tigers, to the Nationals. What are we talking about? Yeah. Paulie just dropped tonight's lineup on me. And I think I saw this earlier, but we'll go through it before I take calls at 888-808-1019 and talk a little bit about the M's, not the Mets, the Mariners, who the Yankees will face tonight. Leading off, Gleyber Torres, who's been great in the leadoff spot. It seems to be like a thing that people forgot, that Gleyber Torres was the leadoff hitter in the beginning of the year. I hear people, oh, what a move, putting Gleyber at the leadoff spot. They had to. Volpe's not there. And Volpe's not there tonight. He's getting rest. Good. He needs a break. We all could use a break. The Yankees could use the bye week. Leading off, Gleyber Torres playing second base. Batting second, Juan Soto in right field. Batting third, Aaron Judge. He'll be the DH tonight. Batting fourth, Austin Wells catching. Batting fifth, Jazz Chisholm Jr. at third base. Batting sixth, the Martian, Jason Dominguez in center field. Batting seventh, Anthony Rizzo at first base. Batting eighth, Oswaldo. Where is Waldo Cabrera? He's in the six hole at shortstop. Batting ninth is Alex Verdugo in left field. And talking about the Mariners, this is a team that's 6-4 against the Astros this year. This is a team in that division, right? They're fighting for their lives right now. The Yankees cannot sleepwalk into this series. This is a team fighting for their postseason lives. They're going to take these games dead-ass serious. One, because it's a test. It's a measuring stick, right? This is a team that fired their manager, Scott Servais. The Yankees would never fire a manager in the middle of the season, not after going all in at the deadline and adding Randy Arozarena, adding Justin Turner. The Mariners have a baseball community that I was able to see firsthand last year at the All-Star Game, a beautiful ballpark, T-Mobile ballpark. They are itching and waiting to get back to the postseason. They think with Julio Rodriguez and this pitching staff who's been phenomenal that this is their year. They're two games out. They're looking at the Yankees as a measuring stick. And hey, if we can sweep these guys in our building, that's momentum that will put us where we need to be. That will tell our team and fan base that maybe this could be our year if we can beat the big bad Yankees. I need the Yankees to remember that you will get their best shot. Luis Gil, please go out there and continue. Please go out there and look like the better part of the year where you came out and looked like an ace. That's where we need you to be in October. 888-808-1019. The Mariners, like I just said, fired their manager, made moves at the deadline, and they're still coming up short. But they feel like they really have a shot this year, and they've felt like that since the last few years. Brian Wu on the mound, who, let me check my notes, when he came to Yankee Stadium, he shoved against the New York Yankees. When he came to Yankee Stadium, he was perfectly fine out there. He went 6 innings, 2 hits, striking out 7. Let me actually go back and check in May. That was May 21st. And I remember around that time, we started talking about the New York Yankees cannot beat good teams. Because the Mariners had a decent record at the time. The New York Yankees cannot beat good teams because after Brian Wu got off that mound, the Yankees lost the first game 5-4. Oh, let me go back and check that box score. How did they lose that game 5-4, the first game of that series? They gave up 4 runs in the 9th inning to the Mariners in Yankee Stadium. I think I was there. What happened? What? Hold on. Oh, yeah. What do you think happened? If you can remember back, Clay Holmes coughed that up. Right? The Yankees should have won that game. What? Clay Holmes replaced Luke Weaver at the time, and you get a single from Julio Rodriguez, a walk from Cal Raleigh, Luke Raley singles, and blah, 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 blah. The Yankees end up losing that game where they had a 4-0 lead or a 4-1 lead. I just think that these little things will plague them in the postseason. I don't want it. I want to win the World Series more than anything in sports. All I do is watch sports. All I do is talk sports. All I do is go to games, wear sports apparel. I want to win the World Series more than anything. I want to see all you guys at the parade. But I'm telling you guys, they have to lock up or lock in, dial in, and nut up and stop being soft and stop caring about guys' feelings and, oh, yeah, we're going to build up guys' confidence and, oh, yeah, this guy is own Gerrit Cole. Let's not make our $36 million a year pitcher face him. Let's have a conversation about intentionally walking him, and then that translates into not knowing what to do in the game where there was no reason to do that at all. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, I'm giving a little bit of respect to these Mariners and their rotation. They have pitched well. Brian Wu has pitched well. I mean, they have a guy in Luis Castillo who we didn't go get a couple years ago when we were swept by the Mariners. Remember what happened then? We didn't want to give up Anthony Volpe. And the Mariners came up and said, we'll give you whatever you want. And I remember seeing Luis Gil in L.A. at the All-Star game. He also did not want to cut his lovely long locks. He became a Mariner. He's going to stay a Mariner. And yeah, they've got a bunch of guys over there. Logan Gilbert. I don't have to tell you. You'll see. But taking your calls on the Yankees, taking your calls as we get ready for this Mets game. I'll say this. It's not troll time for me to make fun of Mets fans. I honestly am really hurt about Francisco Lindor's injury. I've been campaigning for the guy for weeks as a legit National League MVP. Just love a guy that's an alpha like that. A guy that answered the bell after everybody doubted him, myself included. I said he was overpaid. Said he's got to start faster. It's not good enough. This is New York. He's got to figure it out. He's been around long enough. Well, boy, did he figure it out. And it sucks to see them roll into Citizens Bank Park, score all those runs. And if he just got down to slide. You know, he runs past the bag, tweaks his back, and they end up losing the series to Philly. And you're still in good shape, but so much is going to come down to the wire here. So much is going to come down to this homestand and these last 12 games or whatever it is. And it could be really exciting or it could be really heartbreaking. 888-808-1019. This has been a special season for the Mets. I mean, Grimace just debuted his purple seat, section 302, row 6, seat 12. Who would have thought that a McDonald's character would have this much marketing with the Mets? But the Make It Happen Mets got to make it happen. Jose Iglesias, it's too much of a special year for him to let this die. Mark Vientos, too much of a special year for him. J.D. Martinez said he wanted to come here because he's addicted to postseason baseball and he thought that these Mets gave him the best chance. He believed it. We didn't believe it. They have 82 wins. On the Fan, I said, I think they can get the same amount of wins as the Yankees had last year. Well, they're there. They're going to have a winning season. They're the third wild card. And all the talk about fans not showing up to the ballpark, I don't know why we have to do this all the time. I guess because we're in New York and the Yankees-Red Sox series, 45,000 people there. Yeah, duh. It's a premium series. If you've ever dealt with the Yankees ticket office, if you've ever had a season ticket plan, it's a premium series. It's the Boston Red Sox. All the casuals come out for the rivalry. Just get your Yankee hat or your Boston hat and come get drunk at the stadium on a Friday night. The Yankees are always going to draw. They're the 27-time world champions. They have Aaron Judge. They have Juan Soto. They're always going to draw. It's always somebody's first time in Yankee Stadium. It's always someone's last time. It's always someone's birthday. Someone's getting proposed to. There's always a group deal, multiple group deals. Yankee Stadium is a different beast. Those tickets were sold months in advance. Were Mets fans buying up tickets for this last series against the Washington Nationals in the beginning of the season or the offseason when they thought this was a punt year, a rebuild year, where they thought that David Stearns was coming? No. And right now, as it stands, they're a second-place team that may or may not get in the dance, and their best player is not there. So it's enough with the, oh, why aren't people showing up to the game? It costs money to go to the game. It's not free entry.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.